Welcome to Under the Hard Hat, a safety podcast for the construction industry. My name is Brian Mesmer, at Mesmer Safety on Instagram and the Twitter. Today is Monday, February 8th, and like most people, it is, or for everybody, it's the day after the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, the Chiefs did not get it done. Congratulations to the Buccaneers. Today, we're going to talk about daily huddles and documenting those daily huddles. Now, we've mentioned this on the podcast before. Basically, we were discussing other things on the podcast with Kristen Heisman. It was the second one of the year, and she mentioned something in her full interview that, you know, daily huddles is something that we can all do that could help us plan our day and make sure we have our things. And then we discussed it again with Noel Schrader with AFPG, you know, planning our day and making sure we had all the tools we need. And a daily huddle is a document or even a meeting that is something we can do to discuss everything that is going on the job site. Now, with last week's injuries, there were five, and all of them had to do with material and tools handling. And it, from the brief descriptions that I got from the injuries, it didn't sound like there was a plan in place, but maybe there was. But I'm going to be reading this toolbox talk, and it's for daily huddles. And a daily huddle is a living document used to plan work, set goals, review hazards, and document what happens on the job every day. This is meant to be a discussion with emphasis added with all crew members and should take place at the start of each work day and reviewed as the day progresses or the scope of work changes or your task. Some companies have a document for their daily huddles. Others just ask that you meet as a crew to discuss. Yes, there are some people who work alone. And in that case, the document should be used as a guide to figure out exactly, you know, what your steps are and make sure you have all of your tools that you need. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do one. Also, if you're documenting it, that is a legal document that can be used in the event that there's a claim or an injury or, you know, to a third party. For example, right now, it's snowed in Kansas City, and if I were to do a daily huddle, I would mention that the weather is an issue and a hazard for slipping, but also not only slipping, but slipping for third party, anybody who could be walking next to our work area. Specifically, if you work in the sprinkler trade and you're draining water onto a sidewalk. So one of the things that we could do is make sure we have salt on the truck to make sure that any ice that could build up melts. So there's also a linked video here about safety huddles and daily huddles. It comes from the 2017 Safety Week, and I will be putting the link into the description of the podcast. If you would take 3.5 minutes to watch the video, it does have some interviews with some of our field leaders that discuss what daily huddles are and why they are important. So please take time to plan your work each day. And for God's sake, be safe. Thank you.